Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.
Welcome to Starseed Radio Academy. It's Tuesday, October 4th, 2011, and I'm your host, Arielle Taylor, with my co-hosts, Lavendar and Sierra. As it says on our show page, we have a double treat for you this evening. Nina Joy, author of Fearless Birth and Beyond, and Jeannie Townsend, author of The City of Light, Sedona, will both be here to bring us the most uplifting news about great gifts which are coming. Lavendar recorded their interview, but they will be calling in to take questions from you after the interview. Now, Jeannie has waited 25 years to release the information about the City of Healing Light, and it's so exciting to hear her describe it. Nina Joy has always been ahead of her time, too, communicating with dolphins, teaching light healing, and having had three superconscious water births of three starseed girls in the 90s. Their websites are posted on the comments page, and Nina Joy's book, Fearless Birth and Beyond, can be found at www.createspace.com/3616112. And Jeannie's book is at SedonaCityOfLight.com. And there is also an 11-11-11 celebration in Sedona that you can learn more about at 11-11-love.eventbrite.com. That's EventBrite.com. I posted those on the comments section of the show page, so you can look there. And a lot of exciting news tonight. I just got a call from Purple Sage, who is at the hospital with her daughter holding a brand new minutes-old baby boy. So the chat room will be opened in a little bit. Sierra, I'm going to ask her to open the chat room when she gets in, but they've got a tornado coming through the town where she lives, so she's out gathering up all the horses and getting them to shelter, so she'll be joining us in just a few minutes. So if you're here to join the chat room, just hang on a second, and we will get that open as soon as one of them gets to a computer. We'd like to thank Tammy for hosting the switchboard and helping us make this show possible. And as always, as soon as the chat room opens, we will forward your questions from there. But we're going to have the interview first, so hopefully one of them will be here before that happens. If you can call, our number is 917-889-8292. Then press 1 so we know you have something to say. You can also listen on your computer at blogtalkradio.com/starseed-radio-academy. And if you haven't yet, please click follow on our show page. And if you like the show, tell a friend. We're well past the 56,000 listens mark, so thanks to all of you for tuning in each week. On our main site, which is starseedhotline.com, we have a lot of vital information for Starseed in our Vault of Knowledge. The entire site is coded for Starseed activation. We also have a support forum for Starseed at starseedhotline.ning.com. Plus, we're on iTunes if you'd like to download our shows to go. And we'll get started in just a minute, but first I'd like to let you know if you want to contact us privately, the toll-free number for our website is 888-881-0881. Our Stage 1 Starseed confirmations are based on Lavendar's discovery of star markings and your natal astrological chart. And the Stage 2 session is a one-on-one phone consultation. You can find out if you have star markings and how they determine your natural state and rites of passage. And don't forget, if you have a birthday coming up, you should know when your 10 hours of power will occur by requesting your solar return timing. Your manifestational ability is amplified 1,000-fold during those 10 hours, so find out when they are and make the most of it. And now I would like to introduce my co-host, Levendar.
Hello, Arielle, and all of our listeners. We have a great show tonight. I have spent a great deal of time with Nina Joy, of which she's going to tell the story. She and I will be talking about the story of how we did this underwater birth with her first child. So why don't you go ahead and start the recording?
Okay, I will. And I see that Sierra is now here. Let me just say hello. Hang on a second. Hang on. That button is wanting. Okay, there we go. Hi, Sierra.
Hello, hello. Boy, that was fun.
Well, you got the horses to safety?
We did. It came good. Just about as fast as it went, and it's actually headed towards Sedona. So hopefully our guests are going to be okay, because that was a pretty bad one.
Wow. Well, Sierra, I don't know if you got on in time to hear that Purple Sage is at the hospital with her daughter as we speak. Her daughter just gave birth. So
I am opening up the blog talk as we speak.
Okay, good, because I know we have a lot of people that like to come in our chat room. So if you could just handle that until Purple Sage gets to a computer,
you betcha.
That would be great. Okay, Sierra.
That sounds great.
I'm going to leave your mic open so you can come back in whenever you have the desire to do so. Okay. Now, this is our interview with Nina Joy and Jeannie Townsend. It's going to make you feel good.
Levendar here. Nina Joy, Cherry, are you there?
I'm here.
Great to talk to you again, my dear sister, because we haven't seen each other for a long time, but, you know, we're very well connected. And I remember back in 1991 when I came to Maui to be at the birth of Now Joy. And
March of 1990.
Okay, I'm sorry. March of 1990. That's right. Okay. And that was quite a happening. I can tell you that we were sitting up, you know, at this house, and there was a gentleman there that really didn't need to be there for the birth of this child. He kind of stormed around like a German Nazi and had us all a little spooked.
That's right.
Yeah, and so it's like I kept saying, you know, to the guys upstairs, I said, he just can't be here for the birth of this child. So he had packed his bags and was waiting. He wasn't going to go to the airport until that child was born. And his bags were packed by the door. And I remembered that this brilliant, brilliant emerald green light came down over the house with every window protruding this light, scared the bejesus out of him. He went and grabbed his suitcases and was out the door, and it was within, I think, an hour or two that the baby came. And it was like, oh. Thank you. He left. That was...
were holding the light so amazingly that night, being our, I call you our galactic godmother, the girls' galactic godmother.
Yes.
And you were especially for Now Joy when she came. And it was quite a long birth. It was a two-day event. And labor, if you would call it labor, was quite long. And I remember being tired, but it was just such a joyous experience. And then when that light came, I was oblivious of any of it. You made it so wondrous being there, and you held the light so well. And when that green beam came, and then the day after, there were reports from all over the island that other people saw it, and they thought, would that be? And maybe the green light brought the energy not only to have him scoot away and get on out of there, but that it brought a light to now, you know, to Now Joy.
After all these years, I've given it a lot of thought, and from what I know now about beings that are that are aboard ship that do decide to come down and take body. This is what happens. A ship will come and sometimes be in attendance. Of course, they'll be cloaked for others can't see them, but on occasions like this, a demonstration was necessary to get him out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and her, the timing.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, and the timing of her birth. It had to be exactly the way that her harmonics needed to be for her mission on the planet. See, and at that time I hadn't discovered my discovery of star markings. You know, that hadn't happened yet. But
right.
It happened though the next year. But anyway, it was such a grand occasion, and I understand now that you have written a book, and it's published.
I have. Yes, and it's called Fearless Birth and Beyond: Create the Birth of Your Dreams, and it's about joyous, conscious birth. I've had two other daughters that were also born in water. Now Joy was born in a big magenta jacuzzi tub halfway up Mount Haleakala on Maui. And, of course, you knew that, but for the listeners. And since then, I also birthed 2 years later a star, Joy, who was born in Sedona, and we had quite a journey with her, with the dolphins and just everything in Sedona, Arizona. She was born under a pyramid with an amazing energy vortex called Liquid Love, Vortex of Liquid Love, and you can read about it in the book. And also, I Am Joy Cherry, who was our third water birth, was born in a dome, a monolithic dome up in northern Idaho in the middle of the forest. And lots of experiences with her pregnancy and birth, going to Hawaii, back to Hawaii again to visit the same pods of dolphins that invited us in early with Now Joy, and just amazing experiences. And I wrote it from all of my journals. I wrote the book from my journals, and then there's also a at the very end, another section called A How-To Guide for Joyous Conscious Birth. And I explain the different things that I experienced, what helped me and assisted me, and what can help birth the new beings that are wanting to come to Earth for this amazing transformation time.
And that's so important for this information to be out now, because of what happens with the medical society and the way that they think birthing should be. And it's so traumatic. And with natural water birthing, it is the most natural thing that I've ever witnessed. And I would love to see more and more children be born this way, because their memories would be more intact and they wouldn't be so shocked into existence.
Mm-hmm.
And so
one of the things that that Igor Tchaikovsky, who I met in the Soviet Union when it was called that, he was the pioneer of water birth, not only of humans, but he actually experienced and experimented with, I know it's going to sound a little weird, but cockroaches and different species for the water birthing. And then with his own child, I explain in the book, but I'll just tell a little bit about it. His daughter was born 2 pounds. She was only 2 pounds. And the hospital, you know, at that time, this was 30-some years ago, and the hospital in Russia at that time said, you know, the doctor said, there's nothing we can do, you know. So he said, may I take her home? And they let him take her home. He, because of his experiences with water birthing kittens, you know, and things like that, and raising them in just inches of water, not, you know, deep water, but small amounts of water, and training them, he knew that he could keep his daughter alive, and he did. He immediately immersed her in inches of water. And within 3 months, which is very unusual for a child to sit up straight and erect and their spine be strong, and even, you know, pulling up and standing up. At 3 months, 3.5 months, she was strong and vivacious and lived. Not only lived, she was one of the most amazing children to come about. So water birth has some magical properties to it. Not only, I think maybe it's because we were first in water. Could that be?
Well, it could be. It's part of the DNA sequence is buried in water. You know, it travels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the blood water barrier. How old are the girls now?
They are our I Am Joy, our last daughter, just turned 17, the 20th of this month, and then Star is 19, and now Joy is 21. So
21.
They're
wow.
all grown and all of that, but they're just very amazing beings in themselves, each different, very different, and we've had the pleasure of homeschooling them their entire time on the planet, and they're just amazing light beings, each having their own gifts and strengths.
Give me the website where someone can order your book, and also maybe an email address if they want to contact you.
Yes. You can find the book on Amazon.com, but there are three different ways that you can get it. But I'm recommending everyone go to createspace.com/3616112. And there's an explanation of the book right there for
do
you.
Do that one again.
Okay.
createspace.com.
Yeah, createspace.com/3616112. But you can also just Google Fearless Birth and Beyond, and it'll come right up, and it'll give you that website. Amazon.com has it, and you can buy the book not only there, but you can also, there's also an e-book available at Enjoy Birth. It's NJOYBirth.com, and that'll get you to also my website and the birth book.
And also, is your email address on those websites?
It is, but I can give you my email address. It's Nina Joy. It's changed recently. Enjoy. Now, it's NJOY, now, NOW, at MAC.com.
Okay,
and we
good.
Also are on Facebook. We have a presence on Facebook as well. And just from my name, Nina Joy.
Great.
And so
that's createspace.com/3616112. And your email is now enjoynow@mac.com. Well, I think that our listeners will be really excited to get this book. I hope that those that are thinking about having children will certainly think about having their children in water, because we think this would bring the best star children to the planet in the best possible way. And I know that you have someone with you today that
I would really love to talk to. Oh, Lavendar, she's the most amazing being. Her name is Jeannie Townsend, and she is a real-life genie. And so I'd like to introduce you to Jeannie Townsend, and she has written an amazing book, and it's called The City of Light, Sedona: Revelations of the Prophecies, Purpose, Plans, and Manifestation of Cities of Light, Love, and Healing. So it's an honor to introduce you to this amazing genie. And are you on there?
I'm on here, granting all the wishes that you have, yes.
Okay,
I do in my spare time.
Okay, Jeannie, so glad you could be with us here on Starseed Academy, Radio Academy. Yes. Let's just talk a little bit about, I noticed on your website that it says out of the closet after 25 years. Imagine that. Well, you know, I can imagine that because I've been sitting on my story for 30 years. So I know what it's like to be able to say, well, I'm coming out with this now. So, and when I saw your website, and I said, oh, yes, I'm going to help this lady get this message out. You betcha. So just start talking to us first about the light healing technologies, the city of your dreams and hopes and wishes. Let's just start telling me how it all came about and where you're at with it now.
Well, I think first thing I can tell you is I bring good news. Something is definitely coming. I have been with this topic, if you will, since 1982, when it was kind of dropped in my husband's lap, with him being a religious science minister for many, many years, which is like Unity, in case anybody doesn't know. But as a meditation teacher, he was able to go into total silence. And during this time, we found out that there was something more going on, like a voice or two that was not his. So we traced this down while I kept it on tape recorders to hear, because this was brand new for me, too. I had not heard anything about anything, what they call channeling. My teachers say it not to call it channeling. They say to call it transaudio. I transfer audio information that I get and what Bill got through the book, through many different speaking engagements and so forth. But that was in 82. Throughout the years, it was pretty quiet, and I didn't know what to do with it. He left, made his transition in 1997, and I was left with the material, the tapes, and during the time that he was bringing it through, he was told to go in a guest room and just put down whatever he saw and was told to put down. Now, he couldn't draw a straight line. So what came through during 3 years of doing this were architectural drawings of the City of Light. And I'll tell you about a couple of them. The drawings themselves are reproduced in the book. But we learned so much about something that nobody could see. And we're told that this was coming forth. And because I believe in miracles, I believe that God can do anything. And I stayed with it and learned how to transaudio through writing and through vision. I'm a visionary. So I could see pictures. And during this time, I'm asking, well, if this, and I'm like a little kid, I got to ask questions because this is all brand new to me. If this city that you say is coming, can I see it before it gets here? And I was told yes. Well, actually, it took me years to get to that elevation to be able to actually go into something that nobody can see yet and view what was happening. During the, and I'm still doing that and will be until this demonstrates, but the magnificence, I cannot explain the magnificence in minute detail. You have to take it through what I have seen. But this is not just a city. People have been seeing cities for centuries. This is not just a city that lights up. This is a healing city. This is a city to come forth to heal this planet. And what my teachers say is that there will be no more wars, ever. And that the change in consciousness has now reached a point where we can do this. So I decided, okay, if I can go in and see something, I would go into the quiet in my morning meditations and see what I could see, not knowing whatever it was that was to be shown. And I have seen magnificent buildings. All the buildings I've seen are white and with gold trim, and I mean real gold. the reason for the city, because I had to ask, why do we need a city of light? Okay, city of light, somebody's going to see it. Well, they're not going to see it, but they're going to have to be able to walk into it physically. It's not going to be something somebody can put under the rug and say it hasn't happened. And the reason is because this planet needs cleansing. This planet is so far behind in technical ways of healing that a city of light is to come forth, and the healing will be done with light only. No needles, no knives, no cutting the electrical cords, if you will, no dope. Everything is done with light. I have seen lights in so many different ways that it will be surprising, but a wonderful way to heal. The kids can go in and get healed without getting needles stuck in them and knives and all the rest of the junk we've been doing. We are so far behind what I'm told is it's like we're in the dinosaur age when it comes to healing. And I know the doctors and the scientists are out there doing the best we can. But what will happen is that they'll go into the city, to a university in the city, and learn how to do it with light. And this is the only way that I can see, as it is the light of the future. This is space technology. And we'll talk more about the spaces as we go on. And my next question was, well, of all the places, holy places on the planet, why the United States? Why us? You know, we're always into something. And I was told that this city has been called Jerusalem for centuries, and that it is, that word is encoded. So if you spell out the word Jerusalem, you'll find right in the middle, USA. And that's why we are getting this. Okay, it's coming into this country, right? Why Sedona? Again, of all the places, and there's a lot of holy places besides this, why Sedona? And I'm told that because of the vortexes, and I'm telling you, I'm saying right now, these vortexes over here are spinning like crazy. To walk in a balanced state is almost is getting to be a little hard to do. It's like it's a filling station for the city. And we're also in a star lineup where it will help bring that in. And all the portals, if there's ever a portal up here, it's opening up now because it's time. We've been working with all kinds of ways as light workers to bring forth something that will heal this planet. How many times have we said, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me? And us light workers are beginning with us. We're bringing ourselves forward to bring forth something where people will get to love each other. And that goes into 11-11-11, which is coming up shortly. To cap on that I understand that during 11-11-11, there will be a tsunami, a love wave that will wrap itself around this planet. And everybody and anybody, including the animals and the bugs and the roaches and whatever else is out there, will feel love. It's time we people on this planet started feeling love for each other. And I don't mean just off the cuff, I love you. It means really deep God love. And we're going to experience that up here in Sedona, Arizona. There will be celebrations. And I look to be part of that with Nina. And as we go forward here, many people will be up here as and other places around the planet to celebrate this feeling of love that we have never felt before. And this, the city, this love thing, has never been done before. It's never happened on this planet. But as it stands right now, we are not allowed to, we want to go see other planets. But that's changing. One of the buildings in the city is called the Embassy of Peace. I go there quite often, have, some of the visits are in my book. And I go there constantly because, let me just take you in for a moment, if that's okay. It's a huge building. It's an amphitheater. And when I go in, I have a city guide, LaLuke, who takes care of me, takes me wherever I'm supposed to go. And the Embassy of Peace, I meet five entities, light beings, and one of them, because the rest do not speak English, as far as I can tell, Ulan speaks to me in English, and he answers questions that I ask, and I bring in some of the hard questions, and other people even bring in questions. Behind them, they're sitting on, I'm stage trained, so they teach me in my language. So on this stage, I am talking to five entities, mostly the one. But behind them, if they were sitting at the edge of the stage, you look out into the audience, there are hundreds, literally hundreds, of light beings, ETs, from all over the universe who have banded together to clean up this planet. There is a movie come out that they're coming to conquer us. And one of the things when Bill was doing trans audio is, are they coming to conquer us? And there was a silence from the voice within Bill. And then he said, what's to conquer? What have you done with your planet? What have you done with your forest and your animals? No more. We are coming to not to conquer, but to support and help and bring you healthy so that you can be with other planets and commune, not like an avatar where they're fighting, but the peace and quiet that other, and the knowledge that other planet people on planets have. This is, we're getting a gift. We are getting such a gift. And this starts with 11-11-11 when this love wave comes in. Nobody is immune to it. Everybody's going to get shot or a needle or nothing. It's just mm-hmm. going to happen. The city coming forth, the first one, is a prototype. And that's the one that's coming into Sedona. We are sitting in the birthing, talking about birth. We are sitting in the nest right now. When this city is in, is functioning, and people can attest, yes, I have been there and I have been a healing, da-da-da, whatever, then there are 13 or 14 more on the grid that will open up all around the planet. But first you have to get one in. First you have to get 11, 11, 11 and get people feeling lovely. And then comes one city dropping right out of the skies that we can walk into and get healed. When that is completed, then the other ones will that people have seen for centuries will open up, and they'll all be light healing. And the people will start feeling like us light workers, what we know to be true. It's magnificent. It's awesome. It's beyond words of what we are about to enter and accept. Somebody said to me, well, you're telling people about something they can't see. I said, what if they don't believe you? I said, it doesn't matter. It's going to happen anyway. It matters not. I have been with this so long and with so many people who are now opening up. This is the time. Everything is held for this time. And that's why we're all feeling the planet is changing, the weather's changing. Yes, to bring in this size, this magnitude of a city, our atmosphere is going to change. But it's all changing for the good. We let go of the old. We're forever leaving, trying to clean ourselves up and leaving the old stuff behind. Let me tell you just for a moment, a visit to the Memory Manor. Us light workers are continually leaving, getting rid of old mental stuff, right? So that we can bring in that spot light. And with that, you go into this building. Again, it's white and gold. You go in with one guide or one being. You sit down, and there's a huge screen in front. And what we do is pull up mentally that thought that we want to get rid of. And getting rid of that, it comes on the screen. And we can see what we're trying to get rid of. It's right there in front of us. It might be an old thought. It might be a new thought. It might be a painful thought. Something that was fun, and you can't do that anymore. And what happens is, while looking at this thought, there is no emotion. There is no feeling. It's just a picture. It's just a past thought. And the release takes place. When you leave the building, you go outside, and it's in a light shower that releases and washes off anything that a victim might like to hang on to keep them in that space. You're totally cleansed. This is such a magnificent... We couldn't build this. We couldn't... It has to be God bringing it in. I have been with it, looking at it, seeing it, learning to speak space, that we are being given such a gift like none we have ever before happened. I'm being told that somewhere down the line here, I am to talk to President Obama. In his DNA, he already has it encoded that the city is coming. And I will also, I don't know how this is going to be done, talk to the United Nations. But is this possible? Not only possible, but it's probable. And that's kind of my story.
Oh, I love this. I love this story.
Jeannie, would you also just a little bit share about the birth atrium and then the domes here in Sedona, your experience with that?
This is one of my favorite spots. My guide took me to this building, and I said, where are we going? He said, just go up the steps, and there's a landing. Just stay on the landing. So I did, and I looked over in vision, and down below, like on the floor below, there was three women giving birth at the same time. There was no needles. There was no apparatus. There was no knives. There was no dope. Everything. These women were having a birthing party. And the babies were coming out with their own tone, with their own color. And they were gurgling, healthy, wonderful, and the women were just ecstatic. They hadn't had any pain. They watched these happy babies coming out. Then I'm sitting having our Wednesday morning breakfast with Nina Joy, and I'm getting the thing, and she was talking about her book, and I thought, oh my gosh, I was getting the message through that she, with her book, and her having been through this experience, would be the one to get the women ready for the birth in the city. And to have a baby birthed in the city has to be pretty good stuff. So she's already got a job coming in, and to help the women who's going to birth these beautiful, gurgling babies. Our kids in the future are going to be light, whether they're birthed in the city or without, because with Nina's technique, it's going to spread. Because if they're doing it in the city, they're going to do it all over the country and other countries that I'm hearing about now. Does that help any?
Mm-hmm. And I am honored and willing and able.
Now, are there going to be any activities happening there for you in Sedona on 11-11-11? Do you have anything put together to give our audience, is there a website ready to go up or any information about what's happening?
We're just about there, and there are quite a few little conferences around town that I've noticed that are coming together and celebrations and things of the transformation. But here at Xanadu of Sedona, which is it's a home, but it's a complex of domes that are rainbow-colored of light, the seven colors of light, rainbow, and with a new one that we've just painted on it, which is violet, violet-blue, a very cosmic color, if you will. And we also want to celebrate here at the domes because most recently we have painted with 99-point-something% crystalline sand paint these symbols, these ancient symbols on each of the domes. There's 10 of them. And each dome is a room, like a living room or a bedroom or a bathroom. And but on the domes, we've painted them these sacred symbols that were actually also crop circles. And you can look at all of the pictures. We're in the process, so bear with us, but we're in the process of having it all online for everyone to see and video. And you can also go to now.net/Xanadu. It's now, now.net/Xanadu, which is spelled X-A-N-A-D-U. And if you just kind of look up domes in Sedona, you could probably even just Google it and it would come up. But we'll have it all together by the end of this week. And so a lot of it, it's already on. And Xanadu, we've got a website, now.net, for many years now, so you could go there and get started on finding out about all the celebrations.
Well, this is great news. This is great. And girls, I just
got time for two more things from the city.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. These are important. Number one is the gate towers. This is where there's four of them. This is where people will go in. They're five stories high. And all around the horseshoe opening, which is quite wide, is a padding of sorts, the decoration, if you will. And it is encoded that anybody from any place on the planet who comes in there, or off, I guess, they will feel welcome. They'll feel like they just come home and this is heaven on earth. The people who may not speak the same language, when someone is speaking in another language, you'll know what they're saying. You don't have to learn the language. You'll just know. Everything is just pure love. In any of the buildings in there, everything is love. There isn't anything else. It's either love or it isn't. This is. The other thing I wanted to share with you is the high towers. These are the ones that Bill brought through with the architectural drawings. They're 1,500 feet in the air. There's four of them. And what they do is catch things, catch energy. For centuries, we have been bombarded with energy capsules. They're called UPPCs, Uniphase Power Capsules. And at the top of this tower, there is like a catcher's mitt or a sunflower that has little pockets in it. And this is on a gimbal that turns towards the heavens and picks up this energy known about. That energy is light. It goes down through this 1,500 feet towers and lights up the city, lights up and states around. It is magnificent and awesome, as is the rest of this stuff. So I just wanted to add those in case somebody wanted to know how all this was going to be lit up. It's going to be lit up big time.
Yeah. Jeannie, why don't you give us the name of your book and the website and how people can get your book?
The book is called The City of Light, Sedona, Revelation of the Prophecies, Purpose, Plans and Manifestation of Cities of Light, Love and Healing. That's because it's going to be more of them. One will not take care of the whole world, but take care of quite a big few of them. The website is there's two of them, www.SedonaLightCenter.org or www.CityOfLightSedona.com.
Okay,
they can check in there. You may be speaking to or with my business partner, Charles Betterton. He has all the areas of how the book gets out, and he's very happy to give you any information you need. And there's also some that you can get on the Internet itself. So I bring it through, and he takes it out where it's got to go.
let me ask you, Jenny, say 5 or 6 people decide to jump in their car and come to Sedona and they want to see you. Are they able to have a private afternoon with you, an hour? Do you see people?
Yes.
Do you talk to them when they come there?
Yeah. We just had Sunday a couple come in from Norway to get a book.
Oh, good.
I'm hearing, since these books are out, they're out in 14 countries now. And since this is happening, I'm getting to speak and sign books to people, friends. I'm making friends all over this planet. I am so excited and delighted because we need to have the love. We need to have the blessings. And this is what's happening since this book has only been out a short time. It hasn't been out that long. There was a previous one, and it was at most of the same contents. This one has it all almost up to date. I've been at the embassy so many times now, we're going to have to have an extra edition just in that area because it gives us what's happening now, and that's what people want to know. So that's,
yes.
that's what
yes.
I can tell you.
Well,
and she also shares a newsletter, a coming newsletter that's going to be available. Right now, she is sending to her email list the newest embassy visits, the newest city visits, and I wanted to add that for Jeannie.
Okay.
You want to put my personal, it's called the Jeannie Connection. Jeannie is spelled G as in George, E-N-I-I, connection, MSN.com.
Okay,
that comes
good.
To me personally. Okay.
Okay.
Then
okay.
I can send them wherever they need to go.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and I will send you the copies of the embassy. First, it was just people on my list. Now I sent it to one who has a website and 3,000 people, so it's going out all over. It's just time.
It is.
We've waited a long time for this.
A very long time, and I'm so happy that you have brought this front and center for people to know about. And of course Sedona, Arizona has been picked for a long time to be a place of for lights to come and brighten the whole planet from. We have known this for, well, the Indians knew it, all the different people that have come there, you know, in times past were told, hold the light here until we can really, you know, make it as bright as we can make it. And that's been something that's been going on for eons of time. I know that I have visited Sedona many times over the years, and you're right, the vortexes, when they get spinning and when they get going, you can hardly, you know what it's like? It's like you're holding on to the tree as the wind's trying to blow you off the world. You know?
It is. And the vortexes are really, like you say, spinning up. But the under cities are also coming to the forefront.
Yeah.
And Earth Hollow, or I can't remember what the name exactly was. But this is the portals. That's the word I'm looking for. The portals are opening up all over. I've got one in my backyard, and I see beings coming out. I call them see-throughs because I can see through them. I didn't
know
what else to call them.
Yeah, they're holographic.
The portals are opening up all over. It's just time, and this is such good news.
Yes.
Such good news.
And it's such an exciting time.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, I hope to be meeting you face-to-face one of these days.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yes.
Come on over.
Absolutely. It would be a must for us to get together. And so I really, I hope that we're recording this today. And we'll play it later, and I will let you know exactly when we're going to play this recording so that you can come on, because we have questions and answers for a chat room, and then people call in. So
that sounds like fun.
Yeah, so we will do that, and I'll let you know when this is going to be aired so that you can come on and join our Starseed family, because... We have a group of people that have come together to listen to our show that are really awake. Our program is not to awaken people. Our program is really geared for the people that are awake already. We have information for starseed walk-ins and light workers, and and they're spreading the word. And for the people that are coming, it's always an upliftment because more and more starseeds are gathering to speak, to be our guest, and to come on and talk to each other. We have people all over the world. And
oh,
so
wow.
You will really
so
love
good.
Our show. You will love our
this
show.
Is, I just, a couple of weeks ago, got to talk to Michael Quinley in England and did that kind of thing on the BBC. And that was such fun. So anytime I can be of help to anybody, just let me know.
Okay. And, you know, with the Internet the way it is, and communications, that's because, you know, everything's speeding up. The spider web of intricate light that even runs through our computers, you know, is uplifting the planet. Although although it's given us some electromagnetic disturbances in some of our physical bodies, we're learning how to adjust, and we're wearing things, and we know the technologies to protect ourselves, you know. And we all talk about how much silica we need now because our cells, you know, being burned up.
When time is collapsing, which is what I'm told, that time is collapsing. What we think is the end of the year is already here. And so those who, speaking of the Mayan calendar, 2012, what they didn't take into consideration was that time was going to collapse. So we may have a few surprises before 2012.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe even I'm looking at next month as to be a crescendo of some kind. I'm not sure exactly what, but I'm preparing myself for something huge in October. No doubt about
great.
It. Yeah.
Can I join you? I want
sure.
Good.
Come and be here. We have a room for you, Lavendar, and we would love to have you come and be in the vortex of the domes that we created. Sedona has another vortex because of these sacred symbols that have been painted on the domes in specific places and specific ways to create another vortex, and it's just magnificent with the crystalline sand that is actually the paint on them, and wait till you see them. It's just going to be magnificent.
I'm really, really excited about it. Well, do you have like pictures up on your website?
Bracken has been working on that, and I'll certainly send a specific link to you to share with everyone. And by the time this is aired, it will all be together, I'm sure.
Okay, great. Well, girls, I've got to close now and send it back to Arielle, but I just wanted to let you know that our time together is most sacred, and for you to be able to come and be on our show, this was a divine appointment. So I want to thank both of you so much.
Thank you very much.
It's been an honor to do this. We love you.
Okay,
we
thank you.
You.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Lavendar, thank you so much for spending the time with Nina Joy and Jeannie. And they are both on the switchboard right now. So I'm going to bring them on. Lavendar?
I'm here.
Okay. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. Sounds
Hello.
Good.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome to
thank
Starseed
you.
Radio Academy. We love your
like
interview.
Fun. Thank you.
And I am going to pick up Nina's line here. Hi, Nina Joy. Is your phone on mute, Nina? We can't hear you. Oop. Nina, are you there? We can't hear you. Check and make sure that your phone is not on mute. So while she's getting that together, we do have questions that are coming in on the switchboard.
Are you there? Are we connected?
Yes. Hi, Nina Joy.
Hi. We had a little
technical
difficulty on our end for a few seconds, but we're here. And how are you? The show sounded great.
Well, thank you so much for all the information. And oddly enough, I don't know if you were on the phone as I was doing the intro, but Purple Sage, one of our team members who usually runs the chat room, was at the hospital as her daughter was giving birth.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
I mean, like two minutes before the show started, she called up and said, guess what? So I'm sure that she'll enjoy the show when she gets a chance to get back to the computer. So Jeannie and Nita Joy are both now with us and online, and we'd like to pick up some questions from callers. If you have something that you would like to talk about, you need to press 1 on your keypad so that we know you have something to say. And while you're doing that, we are going to talk to Kat. Hello, Kat. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you, Ariel?
I'm doing just fine. You have a question
for me. You sound so much better, and I'm so happy to talk to you. I'll keep it brief. My question was basically if there's any correlation or any connection with the City of Lights in Mount Shasta with Sedona.
Oh, I am sure there is. Mount Shasta has been very active, and I think we're all connected there. Everything's connected, and everything is popping like popcorn all over the planet. To answer your question, my guess is yes.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in, Kat. It's always good to
hear
from you.
Thank you. Oh, you too.
Bye-bye.
Blessings.
Bye-bye. Well, like you said, Jeannie, this is going to be a worldwide thing, and I'm sure the preparations for the subsequent Cities of Light are already well underway.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. This is not just a one location happening. The whole planet is involved, and we've been saying we are all one. Absolutely. Oh, are we going to be one? And you can spell it any way you want.
One in love.
And love is, it's all about love. Somewhere down the line, we forgot it or didn't use it right or whatever. Anyway, changes are in process, and this is very exciting. Thank you for asking.
Okay, well, thank you. We are going to check in with Sierra in the chat room to see if we have any questions from our chat room members. Greetings. Hello, Sierra.
Greetings. Greetings, ladies.
Hi.
We don't have any questions at this time, but I just want to actually make a statement, if that's okay.
Sure.
I live over here in Cottonwood and would love to get to know you two.
Well, come on.
I'm actually sitting here right now looking out my back window, and I'm seeing the red rocks of Sedona, and would love to get to know the two of you and have more conversations about the City of Light. It has a lot to do with the reason why I moved to this area.
Oh,
so wonderful. Love to have you over at the Domes. I did want to mention we're a part of an annual Monolithic Dome home tour this year in October, this month, on the 15th. And we're opening the doors to Xanadu to the public. And you can walk through and visit, and we're hopefully Jeannie will be here too, and it'd be wonderful to meet you.
Oh, that'd be great, and I'll get your information from the ladies later on, and I'll contact you then.
Good.
That sounds
Thank
good.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Sierra. I will check back with you in a little bit in case anyone in the chat room has a question or comment. And you might notice if you are online right now that I uploaded pictures of Xanadu and the domes and the symbols that Nina Joy was talking about, and also pictures of the City of Light from Jeannie's book cover. And there was another picture that I found. It was just incredible. I don't know if you ladies have seen it.
Yes, the rainbow.
the double rainbow over Sedona, and I thought, oh my goodness, this is just so appropriate. So I love that picture.
It was, we were so jazzed when Brack and I both looked at each other and we said, she's got a video on of pictures, and it was great. It was so great. We've been working with a lot of video, and A Star Is Born, Fearless, Painless Birth and Beyond is an upcoming movie, if you will. We've been working on it for years, and it will be real live video of our births and the storyline about them, and I can't tell you when it's going to come out, but we're working on it, and I wanted to announce that because that'll motivate us, that'll inspire us to get it done. I know there's quite a bit of births. There are actually some wonderful births videos out. Orgasmic Birth is one of them, and you can look that up, and I highly recommend watching Orgasmic Birth because I explain in my book that you actually can have an orgasm during the birth of your child. And it's kind of far out there and everything, but it is possible. And I know because I experienced one. So anyway, that's exciting to be able to tell you that the girls' births will be on a video sometime.
Wow. Well, that's a very generous sharing of a very personal moment, but yet your children are here for all of humanity, so it seems totally appropriate.
Well, good. I'm so glad I got to do this, and Jeannie, we got to meet most this year. When I met Jeannie, it was just... I can hardly talk about it. It's just so... So, such a blessing, and thank you so very much.
I promise to grant all your wishes.
And to be able to be on Ariel and Lavendar's show was such an honor.
I would like to, for just a minute, give you the address. The first time I talked about it, I gave a wrong website. So anybody who's interested in what the city is about or have questions and so forth, if you go to www.SedonaLightCenter.org. If they want to get in touch with me, it's thegenii connection@msn.com. And that'll get us together to meet or to talk or to look ahead to all the good stuff coming in. Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, anyone who wants to ask a question, please, you have to push 1 so that we know that you would like to come on the air and talk to Nina Joy and or Jeannie. And we don't have any questions coming up right now on the switchboard, although we have a lot of people that are just listening.
If you're still interested, Ariel, if the folks out there are still interested in an 11-11-11 love and oneness celebration, we have a website we can give you for that.
Okay, I did post that on the show page, but go ahead and recap it.
All right. So it's... it would be, of course, HTTP and all of that, and it's 11111love.evenbrite, EVENBRITE.com. And that's 11111love.eventbrite.com.
Okay, now that I'm confused.
I said Evenbrite, but it's Eventbrite. Excuse
okay.
me.
Okay, because that's I posted Eventbrite on the
yes.
on the comment section of our show page. I just want to make sure I didn't goof. And the 11s
no,
have dashes between them. It's 11-11-11love.eventbrite.com.
That's it.
And I have to ask you about the domes.
Mm-hmm.
How did they come about?
Well, in 1993, a man had a dream here in Sedona of creating another Xanadu home. And this home was a home of tomorrow, and there's a book called Xanadu out. It's an older book, and it's about building a dome out of foam, out of literally the insulation that you spray, and you form the different domes with balloons and chicken wire, and then you spray the foam on. Well, this man went a little step further and created an indestructible building or structure, and it's so strong that they've tried to knock down domes before, and they can't. They have to bury them, you know. they're that strong, and they're indestructible in that they can be hit with 800-mile-an-hour winds and have. And there's about 5,000 dome homes in the world, on the world, and they're just wonderful structures. They're energy efficient. They save you about 50% of your heating and cooling. They're wonderful to be inside. They're kind of funky on the outside for the masses, if you will, but on the inside, when you come in, it's just a different world, and it feels so expansive when you're in a dome. Your consciousness actually expands rather than is boxed in, you know. And so that's in short about the domes. They're made out of concrete. They actually spray the concrete on, and those are your walls. But many, many people have come through, and we've lived in domes since 94 ourselves, because we built our own up in the northern country in Idaho. And then doing that at about the same time, this man, Ken Johnson, he built these domes here in Sedona way before their time, because a lot of people didn't understand or like them. But it's changing. It's changed over the last, 20 years and almost. And people are really, we painted them rainbow to get the attention of the world and to promote them after Katrina hit, when Hurricane Katrina hit, and we said, no more, we've got to get the word out. We don't care. And the girls said, let's paint them rainbow. Our three daughters, Now Joy, Star Joy, and I Am Joy. And we said, we love rainbows, why not? Well, thank goodness we live in the county, because in the city we wouldn't have been able to. So we were blessed to be able to do that.
House. I have been in their home, and it is most unusual. It's captivating, and not only captivating, but it is so, you're so centered in it that just if somebody is laughing, it kind of floats in the air. It's a beautiful home. Where else can you sit in the front part and look at a dolphin leaping out of a pool and happy. And
happy the dolphin. You have to come and see. Everybody come and see us for if you're ever in our neck of the woods, our neighborhood, come by the domes.
Wow. Do you have people that take tours through your home?
Yes, I was talking about the original use of these domes here in Sedona. It was actually a model for to build another neighborhood, a spec house, so to speak. And when Ken built it, that was his intention, was to have it as a tour house. It didn't go well with the zoning and all of that. He was kind of limited in where it was built, but it's not in the city. It is in the county, and it's on almost 4 acres of land, so there's lots of room around it, and it feels like you're in the country, although we're right on Highway 179. You can see it right from the road, the highway. So he actually opened it up for the public to come and build, get ideas to build their own dome home. And they're very economically as far as to build. In fact, David South of Monolithic Domes Institute I highly recommend you go to his website, monolithicdomes.com. He is helping third world countries build these very, very strong structures, and very inexpensively with local, you can build them with local materials and things like that. You don't have to get anybody to come and do it for you. So it just has to be taught, and he has a lot of teaching on his website. So I highly recommend, if you're interested in building one or seeing what they're doing around the world, go to monolithic.com, monolithicdomes.com, I believe it is.
Okay, great. One of our team members, Tammy, has a question for you, so I'm going to bring her on right now. Hi, Tammy, you're on the air.
Hello. Ladies, I am right in with Sierra. I just want to come there and visit. You are the best travel agents for Sedona I have ever heard.
It's worth the trip.
Oh,
I've been here for 9 years, and I must have done something right to live here. People say, "You live there?" Yeah. Come on over.
I have to visit.
Yeah.
I was wanting to ask Jeannie if she's come across very many people that have had the same vision of the City of Light.
I haven't come across anybody who has had this type of vision with the city being a healing city, something that's going to do something. It's not just something that's pretty, but it's active and it has a purpose. But I've heard of many cities. In fact, some of them are written up in the book themselves that other people have seen. And I think when this one lands, somebody says, "Is it going to land on my house?" I said, "I don't think so." Well, you know, it could be interesting. But when people see this at land, what I'm told is that everybody who has had a vision, any kind of a vision of a city, this will be it. It will be that city that they saw. So,
as you were speaking, it just triggered me. I can just feel it in my body, especially in my thymus. And it felt like a remembrance, and I was just, it seemed so easy to envision what you were speaking about.
Well, one of the trips, visits that I took in there, my guide took me to a space. It was just like a field. And I said, "Why are we here? I'm used to looking at buildings." And he says, "Look up." And there was a spaceship bringing down a completed building. It was all done. And he looked at me, because when we first got this, my husband and I thought we were going to have to build it until we got our senses and says, we do not have the material, the money, and the government probably wouldn't go for it anyway. He said, "This is why you didn't have to build it. It's already done and in place." So I think this is going to be the best gift we have ever been given. And anybody who is alive and kicking this time of history, you're very lucky to be here. We've come a long way through a lot of lives to be here at this precise time to witness what we are about to see. That's all I know.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing this.
Thank you. I look forward to meeting everybody.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Tammy. So I have a question for you, Jeannie. Has this type of city of light existed before on this planet, maybe in Atlantis or some ancient civilization? Has this been done before?
What I'm getting right now is, as you are asking the question, which is what happened, that the imprint was there, taken from a lot of the actions or inactions that happen during times of other happenings. The imprint was being put together, taking the best of everything that was to come about in the future. But this has been centuries upon centuries of putting this city together. There are many who will say it's a second coming. And in one way, it certainly is. So I don't know if that helps or not.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've heard people talk about remembrances of Atlantis, and the homes were circular, and making me think of the domes, Nina, and it just dawned on me. I was like, I wonder if we've had this before and lost it, and is now coming back.
Yeah, why would this guy build these domes right here? You know, and there's a lot of synchronicity. One day I was in the Great Room Dome. It's the purple one, and it's where Happy is, and we have a couch and a couple of beds in there. And I was sitting there, and I went into a trance meditation, and I felt like I was in the light module place that Jeannie describes in her book, where you get up on you get on floating beds, and the lights are below and above. And they're in colors that aren't even from this planet. You know, we haven't even seen, at least in our 3D eyes. And the colors know where to go. And I visualized that for the other day. It was not even a month ago that happened. So the more I think we visualize and focus on what we would like to see, how it could be, the more we'll bring it in. And I think Jeannie did say something like that in one of the embassy visits most recently. Just keep visualizing and bringing all the colors in, the feeling in, all of the things that you bring in when you visualize in something. And it really brings it in more, and I believe that wholeheartedly.
Sure, we all have power, and power and visualization, you put those together, they're actually one. And when we say we have a wish, there's something we want to wish for, and it's been bugging us for a while, and we say, yeah, that's what I want to wish. That's what I want. But we really get to define it if stating with a wish. There's about four sentences. What is the wish? Number two, why do you want it? Number three, it's going to change your life. And number four, is that all right? And when you get all your visualization going, and all of a sudden, here you, well, talking about me, all of a sudden I'm looking at something that I couldn't have made up if I wanted to. Because this is so far beyond anything, you know, that I have been. I'm a stage person with performing with marionettes and puppets. Disneyland is my place of elevation. But it is magnificent in the conception itself. So what you get from my book is ideas of thoughts that have somebody or a lot of people have put together and say, well, you know, this is what I would like to see. This is what Nina's seeing. This is what I would like to see. They have, I see pools in the city that have small kind of decorative pools. And I said, what is that for? And I was told, if you have a cut on your finger, say, as an example, you put your finger in this pool and it heals it. Skin abrasions. I said, well, what about the kids who have acne? Yeah, they put their hands in, rub it on their face, and they get rid of their acne. Everything is for healing. There is nothing in there except love and healing. That's primarily what it is.
So, well, it is heaven on earth.
Yes.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Nina, if somebody's cell phone is ringing...
I know, there's a beautiful
mine.
Music going on, Jeannie.
It's mine, my daughter is calling.
So
I'll go
Nina,
in the other room.
Nina, you actually have a live dolphin in your living room?
No. No, darling. It's a statue. It's a bronze
okay.
that we set inside the pool, but it's leaping out. And
okay.
so it was an addition. We got it a few years ago and added it to the already constructed little pond in the living room. And it's got red rocks around it and a little bell rock. Ken had a lot of imagination when he built this. And he made the environment inside. And I had this dream many, many years ago. Gosh, maybe 30 years ago, I had this dream. And I wrote it down that I wanted to live in a home or live in a place that the inside was natural and it had a lot of nature in it. And there are a couple of trees inside and around the pond inside, and then we added the dolphin leaping out of the pond. So that not a live one, but I have swum with many, many live dolphins.
okay.
So. And yes, by the way, my book, I did want to mention this, that the book is about birth, but the adventures in it are for everyone. And the men that have read it have commented that they just loved it. And so if you think it's just about childbirth, it is, but there's a lot of hidden messages in the book as well.
Well, I'm sure there are, knowing you and the broad scope of your missions, plural, here on the planet. I would like to check back in to see if we have any more questions with the chat room. Hello, Sierra, are you there? And do we have any questions?
I am here, but we do not have any questions at this point.
Okay. All right, then. Well, Lavendar?
I'm here. I'd like
yes.
Jeannie to tell us a little bit about her puppeteer work.
Well, let's see. When somebody asks me what I do, I pull strings and grant wishes. My puppeteering work I have done most of my adult life, having two kids to bring up and feed, and I was a single mom. I had to find something to do to put milk and bread on the table. So I was led into the world of puppets, and it became my world. To the point I loved making things with my hands. And so in creating, I couldn't do office work. I can't spell or any of that stuff good. But I can make things. And so I decided that, okay, if I'm being led into the puppetry field, then let me find out what I can do. One thing it did, when I was a kid, I stuttered. And I wouldn't talk to anybody. It was a high school dropout. So being able to work with the puppets, I found that when I was on stage with them, I didn't stutter. But when I went back off stage, then I was back into the old pattern system. But throughout the years, I started with, in learning puppets, I had to find a puppet master, somebody could teach me this stuff, and did. And so in entertaining, I was in Los Angeles, to shorten this up a bit, in Los Angeles, and I could drive to Beverly Hills and take the puppets to the people for kids' birthday parties. So I got tired of doing that because you got to be a babysitter. I decided if I had a place of my own, they could bring the kids to me and I could give them a birthday party they'd never forget. So that started Genieland, which opened in Sherman Oaks, California, and expanded from one side store to four times to 5,000 square feet, two stories where I had taught teenagers to be on stage and how to be professional puppeteers. My theaters ran consecutively for 18 years. If there was regular people or celebrities, especially the celebrities, a place where they could bring their kids that's where they came. Jeannie Land was kind of the bunny club of the era. And there was a celebrity. It was lots of fun because I got to entertain them from the work that they did. That led into television, doing commercials, doing movies, doing hanging on a branch off of SeaWorld with a bird trying to not to fall in the water at the same time. My career was and still is great. I make celebrity figures, and if somebody has been like a Carol Burnett, has given me fun, or mentors who have taught me something, my way to give back to the universe is to recreate them in miniature and put strings on them so they can pull their own strings. And then this is a gift that goes to them. And I've done this many times too for many celebrities, and just back from President Carter, and he got one. The time when comes when I meet President Obama, I have him and Michelle and the two girls all ready to go, and they're on strings. So this is a lovely profession, and I'm doing it, and doing the city, and doing Four Keys to Light, and I managed to keep busy quite a bit.
Right. We sure do.
I'm blessed. I think of all the things I do, I have to say to God, I'm blessed and thank you.
Well, we certainly thank you for sharing your time with us this evening, and your vision is so uplifting, and it is a magnificent gift that is coming, and we just thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
And Nina, I want to thank you for spending your time with us and bringing forth the miracle of birth that you have experienced and that others can experience through water birth.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome. And looks like Purple Sage is not going to make it tonight. She's probably still at the hospital with
Congrats,
Purple Heart.
Purple Sage. Yeah, I call you Purple Heart Sage.
Well, she gets a Purple Heart tonight, that's for sure. But
that's right.
Yeah, 2 minutes before showtime, she's like, I'm holding a newborn baby. So thank you to Sierra for handling the chat room tonight. And thank you to all of our members of the chat room for joining us, and all of the callers, thank you for joining us. Lavendar, Tammy, thank you for running the switchboard. And we will be back next week at the same time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Starseed Academy, and we hope to see you all very soon. We're all coming to Sedona.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. Lavendar,
okay, thank
good night.
You.
Tammy,
goodbye.
Good night.
Thank you.
Sierra, good night, everybody. Thank
good
you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Starseed Radio Academy. Visit our website at www.starseedhotline.com.